This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Well, good morning, folks. For those who may be new to me, I'm Dr. E.J. Buckert. I've been with Dr. Hansen for 25 years. He and his family and a staff member are presently down in Bogota, Colombia, ministering to many, many pastors. So today, I will fill in for him. It's not going to be a sermon today. There's something going on in our society and also Israel I think I'd like to call the attention to. I know the staff here at the church, this will not be new to them because they understand what's going on. But for those who may be attuned to the culture of the political correctness and following some of the things of the media, I would like to give you an opposite view. I want you to think about the situation in Israel today. It's not what you read in the media. My thoughts were based on scripture, and if I have time, some history and some covenants. There's 3 points. One is God's covenant with Israel. We're going to take a look at that. And number 2 will be the relationship between Israel and Hamas, or Palestinians. And 3rd would be an example of history. I'm going to start reading from Ecclesiastes 3. And those here know this one. There's a time for everything. But I'm just going to read the one verse down here. It says, "A time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace." Then I'll switch over to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2 through 8. "And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them and show no mercy to them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall not take unto their son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, and they will serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and suddenly destroy. But thou shalt deal with them, and ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all peoples and upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not send his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in numbers than any other people, or that you were fewer than all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn to your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out of the mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, and the hand of Pharaoh the king." And then back in chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. I'm setting up the stage for what's going on in Israel. "Now therefore hearken unto Israel, and to the statutes and the judgments, and I will teach you to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord the God fathers giveth you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall thou diminish aught from it, that ye may keep my commandments of the Lord your God which commandeth you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor, For them all men that followed Baal-peor, and the Lord thy God destroyed them among you. But you that did cleave to the Lord your God are alive, every one. Behold, I taught you statutes and judgments, and as the Lord my God commanded me that I should do so in the land whither I go. Therefore, keep and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in sight of all nations, which shall hear all of thy statutes, and say, surely this is a great nation in a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we are called upon him? And what nation is so great that hath statutes and judgments and righteousness in all the law that I have set before you? God chose Israel to be his people to set how other nations should live. Think about that. He chose the people so the rest of the world knows how to live in judgment, in righteousness, in justice. He chose America, I believe, to do the same thing. But both Israel and America have fallen by the wayside. But the Lord will bring us back. I believe that 100%. Then go to 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 1 through 3. Samuel said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be the king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, and how he laid waste for them in the way when he came out of Egypt. Now go smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but both slay man and woman, infant and suckling, ox, sheep, camels, and ass. And the Lord sent unto thee a journey, and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of Amalek, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore didst thou not obey the Lord, and didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agai, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, the sheep, the oxen, and the sheep, and should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice them to the Lord your God. And Samuel said, hath the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in bringing the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken them that the fat of the lambs. And rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. The stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and has rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord, and because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. The point I want to make in these verses of Scripture is that God told Israel, utterly destroy life, both animals and human, because God knows the enemy. And if you don't destroy them, they will come back and destroy you. I'm setting up the groundwork for when I start looking into the covenants of Hamas and the Palestinians. And you don't fear the people. Saul's problem was he feared the people and not feared God. So he didn't do everything he was supposed to do. He kept the animals. Let's go another one to Joshua. And this is a short verse in chapter 6. And this is during Jericho. Remember, they danced around Jericho and the walls came down and they destroyed Jericho. And Joshua says in verse 21, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass at the edge of the sword. And chapter 8, this is destruction of Ai, verse 25. And so it was that all that fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, and all of the men of Ai. Joshua 10:7. And so Joshua ascended to Gilgad. He and all his family, the people of war, were with him, the mighty men of value. Now let me go into the covenants of Hamas and how it relates to what God told Israel. To go and kill people is not a very interesting thing to think about. But remember, God did say that. Destroy totally against the enemy. And here's what Hamas has to say. For those that are listening to the media, I'm going to tell you what Hamas is saying. And maybe hope it will change your mind that you will not support Hamas, but that you will support Israel. In the 1988 covenant, Article 13, it says, quote, "And so-called peaceful solutions and international conferences are in contradiction to the principles of the Islamic resistance movement." Article 14, "The liberation of Palestine is an individual duty for every Muslim wherever he may be." United States, Europe, China, wherever it's at. It's the individual of them to destroy. Let's go to the Hamas principles and policies of 2017. Section 10. "Not one stone of Jerusalem can be surrendered or relinquished." Not one stone. Section 18. "The Balfour Declaration, the British Mandate, the United Nations Palestine Portion Resolution are all null and void." And I'll also add here, it's not in there, but also the Oslo Accord is null and void. There is no peace with Hamas. There is no peace. There is no surrender. Netanyahu knows this, and he understands this. But most of the world does not. We read about everybody that's going against Israel because they're going in and slaughtering and killing innocent people in Hamas. They're not all innocent. They're not all innocent. But what did Hamas do? Did they go after military installations in Israel on October 7th? Was this a military invasion? It was do what the court says, we need to kill every Jew and every Christian. That's their religion. This wasn't a war against military taking over. They just want to kill. They just don't want to take over Israel, Jerusalem. They want to kill every Jew. And also, if you read, you'll find every Christian too. That's you and I. I'm going to go into a magazine which really explains this a lot better than I can. It's called The Whistleblower, and it's November issue. And if you don't have access to that, it's a good one to get a hold of. But I'm going to read some more things written by, this one's going to be by Joseph Farrar, who's the editor and director of WorldNet Daily. It states in here, all the way from al-Husseini to Arafat and to Abbas, who's now the present ruler of Palestine, the leaders always turn away to be stone-cold killers. There's a direct line between al-Husseini and the modern Arab-Muslim Israel bashers, from Saddam Hussein to Asa Arafat. And while these are all dead, the new man who took over power is a man by the name of Abbas, A-B-B-B-S, and he's very much alive. He still employs a reputation, this Abbas, enjoys a reputation of being a moderate, and God forbid, a peacemaker. He is still regarded as a pragmatist and a statesman, perhaps even an indispensable statement for Hamas. You must recall that Pope Francis referred to him as an angel of peace. The Pope of the Catholic Church told this Hamas guy he's an angel of peace. Just think about that one. Abbas has never once renounced terrorism, which he calls armed struggle, as he calls it, as a legitimate means of achieving the precious Palestinian state at the expense of the one and only Jewish state. Has Abbas changed his stripes? Has he changed his rhetoric? Has he stopped calling for the wholesale slaughter of the Jews? No, he has not. If you consider on September 16th, 2015, Abbas made this statement on Palestinian TV. We welcome every drop of blood spilled in Jerusalem. This is pure blood, clean blood, and blood on its way to Allah. With the help of Allah, every martyr will be in heaven, and every wounded will get his reward. The month following, dozens of Israeli citizens were stabbed, hacked to death, shot, attacked by Abbas followers. In other words, Netanyahu does understand the situation and the link between Islamic terror today in the Middle East and the Nazi ideology that began and spread nearly a century ago. Nazism is Islamicism. Islamicism is Nazism. The common denominator are unmistakable and undeniable. This is another article written by one of the authors that puts a lot of writing in The Whistleblower by the name of Dr. Michael Brown. It's well known that in 2005, Israel gave Gaza back to the Palestinians. The Palestinians were simply known as Arabs at that time. In 2006, the Palestinians in Gaza elected Hamas as their leadership. Yet Hamas explicitly formed back in 1987 with the purpose of getting rid of Israel totally. So much for the concept of land for peace. In order to have peace, you have to have victory. You have to have war and defeat the enemy. He writes in here, how would you like to live next door to a family who believed you did not have the right to live in your house and who expressed stately, we will drive you out or murder you? Stop to think about that one. Would you like to have a neighbor that would say, I want to get rid of you, either you move out or I kill you? I remember talking to a gentleman who has a very good friend that is a Muslim here in the United States. And they were talking, very serious one day. He said, by the way, would you kill me if you got the order to do so as a Muslim? He said, yeah, no problem. We will drive you out or murder you. That's what Israel has faced since 2006. Hamas vowed to slaughter as many Israelis as possible. And Hamas rules Gaza. Do you think Israel will say, yes, by all means, we'll take down all defense measures, open our borders to this barbaric terrorist who want to wipe you out? Remember, Hamas has training camps for children where they learn the value of anti-Israel terrorists and aspire to become martyrs for the cause. Remember also that in the earliest days, they were indoctrinated with hatred of Israel and the Jews. That's why whole families sang and danced in the streets when Hamas slaughters innocent Israelis because they, in their eyes, there are no such thing as an innocent Israeli. They all need to be wiped out. A Jordan-Palestinian businessman was interviewed on TV on October 12th about the war in Gaza. Remember, the war was in October 7th. He said, Israel would not sacrifice a single person. There isn't a goal for which it would sacrifice a single person. They are afraid of death. Death for them is strange and loathsome. We, on the other hand, welcome death. This is talking about the Hamas. We welcome death. A Palestinian carries his son on his shoulders with a headband on the kid's forehead, which says, Martyrdom Seeker. This is a man who says, I want my son to die. The mother says, I have given birth to six children, so that three could die in the revolution. I gave birth to children so they could be martyred. This is not an Israeli statement. David Kaplan, who's also a journalist and the vice president of WorldNet Daily, states this. First, remember that what occurred in Israel was a singular, evil, grisly, unthinkable, and ISIS-like even young male Hamas terrorists, raised from birth to lust after their eventual martyrdom in the service of murdering Jews, still had to be fortified with an illicit drug that could extinguish whatever small part of the God-given conscience might still remain. The Hamas terrorists carried out a surprise attack on October 7th, where they were found all under the influence of the drug. Yet the hard left in America responded to all this demonic depravity, both worldwide and especially America, to blame the Jews and to blame Israel, while praising Hamas, whose goal is to destroy Jews and Christians. So if you're a Christian out here, or think you're a Christian, you better reconsider this one. We've got a lot of illegals coming into this country right now. Many of these could be some of these terrorist groups, and they would have no problem killing you because they go directly to heaven and get a reward. Poor things, that's what they think. Like the men think they're going to have virgins when they get to heaven. Well, stop to think about it. A virgin can only be once. After that, they're no longer virgins. Something's not right. Something's not right. Now, why exactly are Muslims, radical, and young terrorists marching arm in arm on college campuses all over America? After all, pretty much everything Islamics believe, such as homosexuals should be executed by being bound, blindfolded, thrown off a building, the women should be virtually slaves to men, and so on, which is definitely opposed to everything the leftists believe. Almost everything. There's one area of agreement that is so powerful, deep-seated and all-consuming, that the rest of the two populations' vast difference melt away. Both camps, demonically possessed jihadists and angry, deranged radical lefts, hate the people of the book, God's chosen people. That is Christians and Jews. Both Islamic and Marxist true believers are possessed by a deep, intense abiding and all-consuming spiritual loathing of Almighty God and His sacred laws of life. That's why the left, because they hate God, hate Jesus, they hate Christians. We are the troublemakers because we don't give them the freedom to do all the immoral things. The two groups shared rejection of the Judeo-Christian values, biblical truth, and Western culture. Let's spell it out. Now listen to this. Radical Islam wants to rule the world and is at war with the Christians and Jews. Leftists in America want to rule the world and is at war with the Christians and the Jews. Both of these two groups, even though they have different ideas, want to rule the world and get rid of the Christians and the Jews. Both of these religious cults, Islam and the leftism, encourage lying and deception. Dennis Prager is first in good. He now has a statement here. The Muslim leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran regularly announce that the annihilation of Israel is their prominent aim. They would rather murder the Jews of Israel and eradicate Israel than feed their people. In fact, they have starved to death tens of millions of their own Iranians, a price worth paying if it meant the annihilation of Israel. Hamas is killing their own people because they want to get rid of Israel, not their people. They just want to get rid, and they'll suffer their people because they're all going to heaven, their heaven, they call it, because of martyrs. This is why the purpose of Hamas attack was to slaughter as many Jews as possible. There was no army base attacked on October 7th. The attack had no military aim. What it did, it went in and killed at a music festival where they killed and murdered 270 young people, maimed and untold others, and their targeted homes where they killed entire families because their aim was not military victory, but to get rid of the Jews, babies and grandmothers. As a result of October 7th, more Jews were murdered than on any one day since the Holocaust. Percentage-wise, if it was Americans, size of America, it would have been 40,000 Americans would have died. You have to understand. I'm going to quick one thing there. World War II, we got bombed in Pearl Harbor. What did we do? we went and destroyed two cities, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. A lot of people died, innocent people died, but we brought peace. How is Netanyahu going to have peace in Israel? He's going to have to destroy Hamas. God says you do that. Get rid of your enemies. Destroy them. Man, woman, child, and animals. I hope this will change your mind on Israel's fighting of this war.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.